WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And let me tell you, if ever there was a time we needed a little dose of stoicism in our lives, it's now. Life can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Between work, relationships, social media, trying to figure out what's for dinner. It's enough to make your head spin. But guess what? There's this ancient philosophy called Stoicism that actually offers some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate all the chaos with grace and even a little bit of Zen. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating those awesome Stoic virtues like wisdom and justice. Ever feel like you're just reacting instead of responding? Like your emotions are running the show? Well, Stoicism teaches us to sit back, take a deep breath, and actually think about our actions before we jump in. It's about making choices that align with reason and virtue, not just knee-jerk reactions based on fear or anger. So let's break down these super important Stoic virtues, wisdom, and justice, and see how you can start incorporating them into your daily life right now. First up, wisdom. Think of it like this. Wisdom is all about learning from everything around us, making sense of the world, and using that knowledge to make better decisions. It's not just about being super smart, though that definitely helps. It's more about having that ability to see things clearly even when things get messy. It's about understanding our own emotions and how they influence our actions. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, and your mind starts racing with all the things you have to do. Instead of letting the anger take over, wisdom would say, okay, I can't control the traffic, but I can use this time to listen to a podcast or simply relax. Wisdom is about finding calm amidst the chaos. Next, justice. This one's all about fairness, honesty, and treating everyone with respect. Think of it like building a foundation of trust and integrity in everything you do. It's not just about following the law, but also about doing what's right, even when no one is watching. Imagine this. You see someone being bullied, instead of looking away, justice would say, hey, I need to stand up for that person. Justice is about using your voice and actions to create a more equitable world. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Madison, this sounds great, but how do I actually put these things into practice? It's easier than you think. One simple way is to start a gratitude journal. Every day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for. This helps cultivate wisdom by focusing on the positive and reminding us of all the good in our lives. And when you catch yourself reacting impulsively, take a moment to pause, breathe, and ask yourself, is this action aligned with justice? Is it fair to myself and others? That little chicken can make a huge difference. You know that feeling when you're trying to solve a problem and you just can't seem to see the solution? Like you're stuck in a mental rut? About sometimes taking a step back and looking at things from a different perspective can be game-changing. That's exactly what Stoicism encourages us to do, to think critically, analyze our situations, and make decisions based on reason, not just emotion. Think of it like this. Imagine you're trying to decide whether to take that new job offer. You're excited about the opportunity, but there are also some risks involved. Instead of letting your fear or excitement cloud your judgment, Stoicism would encourage you to weigh the pros and cons objectively, consider the potential consequences, and make a decision based on what's truly best for you in the long run. So, remember, cultivating Stoic virtues like wisdom and justice isn't about becoming some perfect superhuman being. It's about making conscious choices every day that lead to a more meaningful, fulfilling life. It's about finding peace amidst the chaos, standing up for what's right, and constantly striving to be our best selves. And hey, even if you stumble along the way, don't beat yourself up. That's part of the journey. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make the world a little bit better with your wisdom and justice. And don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stoicism, and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. I can't wait to chat with you again tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.